white guys. And when I started, I was not one of them, but I have regressed towards the mean. So she has done it a little bit differently. She started a calendar, the Skeptic calendar, which featured provocative portraits of skeptics, something the world was clamoring for. She also started the Skeptic blog that is a popular thing, and she is a popular online personality crossing over to radio. She is a regular on the Skeptic Guide to the Universe, which boasts over 30,000 weekly listeners, and is an extremely popular skeptical podcast via iTunes and on dig.com and so on. And you may be familiar with the fact that she also has recently created a pilot radio show called Arousing Curiosity. And if you haven't heard that yet, you really ought to, and you can just go to arousingcuriosity.com to hear that delightful program. And so today she is here to talk about her unique perspective on the skeptical movement, including on the basis of her, some would say gender, but she and I both agree it should be sex. Please welcome Rebecca Watson.
Thank you. So cool to be here. Thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. I should clarify, it's curiosityaroused.com. That's okay. I know you did. So during that wonderful introduction, you might have noticed that at no point did the title scientist come up, because I'm not. I'm not even a Scientologist. I'm a scientician, maybe. And so it's kind of funny because this is the first talk that I've ever given where it's going to be much more research heavy. And so I want you to bear with me and trust that I used my skeptical abilities to the best I know how, and combine that with the experiences that I've had as a woman in the skeptical community or movement or whatever you want to call it. And the result is the following talk. And just so you know, I wanted to make this very pro-woman, very female-friendly, considering the topic and everything. So you'll notice that the presentation, the themes, the photos and everything, I tried to make them just as, you know, as as feminist as possible. So, here we go. What we're going to go over today, more or less, I'm just going to talk a bit about, you know, what the big deal is. It's really a Pegasus, not a unicorn, but I thought it still fit. We're going to figure out what the big deal is. Why does it seem that not enough women are involved? And how we can go about fixing it. And I know that a lot of you are probably gonna think this question again and again, can't we please drop the unicorn theme? No, I like unicorns. I like them a lot. This one in the bottom corner, I think that might be a cow with a dunce cap, but I wasn't sure